So it's Friday evening. I should have been up having my dinner about an hour ago, 2 hours ago, but I was taking cuttings down the back of my garden of geraniums that I got from a friend of mine's dad, Mick Nugent, Michael Nugent Sr. actually, put Nugent into the search on my blog. And I think you'll get a post there on Michael's dad. Michael is actually at Mick Cern on Twitter, which leads me to another gentleman I must say thanks to. Sorry, to stick with the geraniums. You see, it's a funny thing, the gardening world, and it's amazing when you know nice gardeners, really cool guys who are into it just for the crack, you know, for the love of it. Don't mind getting things wrong, don't mind getting it right, find out why they got it right and then try and make it better kind of thing. Yeah, you know, it's really cool when you go into, sorry, I'm sidetracking here from what I originally intended, but if you have patience with me, I'll get there in the end. But Michael's dad got a glass house for his birthday. Yeah, and you know something, I was blown away. I thought it was brilliant because he had one of those wee little plastic covered in yolks there for a while. And what's your look? You know, it's all good fun. Anyhow, I originally started talking because I spoke to two gentlemen today. Three, in fact. One was... sorry, you need coffee. The first one this morning, I probably spoke to for about an hour on the phone while I was travelling to look at a job in Balbriggan, North Dublin. My eyes itchy. And that's Bernie Goldback. And Bernie is, he's just been, I think, you know, he doesn't give me $1 million or anything, but he does give me his words of advice. And I think in exchange for that, I kind of listened to him talking about, you know, asking about gardens, and I watch his strawberry quick videos and stuff like that. The second gentleman, thanks, Bernie, it really is appreciated, and I'd like it noted in the minutes of the general meeting. But the second person then is Brian Green, at Brian Green on Twitter. Brian is a really cool guy. Met him a good few years ago, actually. I think he was doing DJ at the Web Awards, and I got talking to him recently at the .conf. And a really, really, really nice guy. Gave me a lot of his time today. And, you know, when you, like, for gardeners, I've always, like I said to Brian today on the phone, and it's a common thing between, it's a common sentence that I use between myself and another friend of mine, Adrian McMahon. And my theory was always, your garden is my computer and my garden is your computer. So I think it's horses for courses, but when, you know, when you plant a tree in the ground and somebody goes, oh, you know something, if you stood it a bit to the left, it'll actually grow 2 meters taller at a rate of, or if you, you know, if you put that at the bottom of your tree instead of at the top of your tree, I'm just making up random stuff, it makes it work a bit faster. Well, I got a lot of that out of Brian today, and I doubts in my head over some of the stuff, the online stuff I was doing, which essentially is just a hobby to me. And Brian just was a really, really cool chap. And I was having doubts, but then I didn't really know if there were doubts or not, you know. So, and then I got talking to another cool gentleman, which is Kevin Coleman. And Kevin runs a really cool website for sports fans like myself who prefer to watch rather than play. I've got my reasons why I don't play. One is I'm shite. And but I like having a go, and the other is I do too much physical stuff during the day, and I kind of have to make hay while the sun shines or while it's not raining and snowing and cold. So if you based it on last year, I would have been able to play lots of football, but wouldn't have got much landscaping done, kind of, which pays my electricity bill. So to the three gentlemen today, once again, that's Kevin Coleman and Brian Green and Bernie Goldback, lads, I have to say I'm blown away, and I'm really appreciative of your tuppence worth of advice, which means a lot to me. It didn't cost you anything. It's not wrapped up with a big bow in it. You know, if you're in Ballybottle, I know, Bernie, you've been to my house for coffee. But Brian and Kev, if you're North Dublin, the right side of the Liffey, and you're out in farmland, County Nowhere, Ballybottle, Emmerdale Farm land, come out, the kettle's on, and I'll probably see you, possibly Brian, because you're only down the road in Baldoyle. Well, not down the road, you know, but near, you know. But look, thanks again. I'm harping on a bit, but yeah, thanks again, and it really is it's great to see, you know. Thanks. All right, have a happy Friday, and I'll talk to you all later. Bye bye.